Now, we're addressing more road issues on the programme this morning. This time, it's on the mountain road from Mountain Stage to Ross Bay. There are calls for signs to be erected on this road. And with me on the line is David O'Sullivan, who you'll know as the heat doctor here. He's a resident in the area of DC Energy Solutions. David, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning to all the listeners.
Now, tell me about this road. Why is there a concern and what do you want the council to do?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, Jerry, thank you very much for the platform to, I suppose, make awareness and create awareness. And I suppose, look, I'm the mouthpiece here, but I'm sharing the view with a lot of local residents on this area, or in this area and on this road. It's the R564, which goes from Glenbay. If you're familiar with the area, take a right and go and see the lovely Ross Bay. And then it continues up what we call the block, locally, the mountain road, as far as Mountain Stage, Coonaharigal, where it rejoins the main road. Now, I suppose, Jerry, from Glenbay as far as Ross Bay, it's a double lane road, still quite narrow, a lot of pedestrians. There is footpath work after being carried out in the years gone past. There's more to carry out, and I know the local community council are actively, I suppose, improving that. But I suppose from there up is where the issue is a concern for us as local residents here, Jerry. We have a situation where I think I sent in some pictures to you, if you're familiar with looking at them, where we had a 40-foot articulated lorry on this road, which is a single road with a grass margin in the middle of it and parts of it, which hasn't been tarred over. And I'm not complaining about the surface of the road, don't get me wrong here. But we have a 40-foot articulated lorry on what is a single lane road with, I suppose, a cliff edge on one side and a mountain face on the other side. So if you can picture that, something not too dissimilar to the Connor Pass, where we're all familiar with, and the amount of signs on that road. So I suppose what I'm calling for here and what we're all calling for as locals, for a safe situation, because we have children, Jerry, who want to walk and cycle on this road. We have road users who are elderly in the area who use this road all year round. Now we have a situation where we have campers, we have trucks, we have large vans, we have rental cars travelling at speeds. I always remember Gay Byrne, God rest him, when he said, representing the RSA, about how when the speed limits were put on these local roads, they weren't a target speed. They were recommended maximum speed.
Yeah.
But it seems to me that people using this road are using this as a target and indeed going faster. I think when I raised this issue back in June, and I must comment here as well, Jerry, on the councillors that I raised it with, and indeed my Cahill TD, every one of them came back to me individually, and everyone has expressed how they have continuously lodged motions for these signs to be installed. Councillor Tommy Cahill even requested an estimate for the cost on these from the council and has had no action. Councillor Norman Moriarty actually contacted Google Maps because it was a situation where Google Maps was pointing people in this direction.
I was going to ask you that situation. Like, is it because of Google Maps that this is being shown up on satnavs as the most efficient way to get from A to B in that area? That's why the massive vehicles are going at it, or what?
Yeah, I suppose I know for myself, Jerry, and I think I'm technology and me, sometimes we have arguments, but I know there are settings within the Google Maps or with any map services that people are using for directions where you can set it to the fastest route or the most direct route or indeed state and main roads as routes that you can use. Now, this is individual to the person that's setting up their maps, and if they're in unfamiliar rental cars or indeed unfamiliar rental camper vans, which are quite huge these days, then I suppose you have a setting in that where it is bringing these vehicles on this lane. And I suppose if I could just, I suppose after driving it last night even, there's one sign at the bottom of the block of the R564 where it goes a single lane of 60 kilometres. There is no signs for speeds from there up where there's three artillery roads joining onto that road. Even at the main road at Coonaharigal, there isn't a sign to say the speed. But most importantly, Jerry, why isn't there a sign up there to say the width of the road or even single lane traffic to make people aware of how slow and how aware they should drive? And I look, we've all driven in different countries. We've all, I suppose, made the errors and made the mistakes when we're not familiar with it. But I suppose we're calling for signs to be installed here as a minimum. We'd love to see the speed limit even reduced to 50k. We want to show off our area, Jerry. We want tourism in Glenbay. We have a greenway that's starting here not too far away and hoping that it'll open sooner rather than later, where we want tourists. And this is a situation where you're going to have bikes crossing a road where this traffic is on. And I'm assuming and hoping that there will be signs to that effect. But at least now for the temporary, that there are signs put in place to warn these users of the gradient of the hill, the single lane traffic, reduce the speed limit, and just to be aware of pedestrians and cyclists. Because I suppose in my own story, I've stopped my kids cycling that road for this time of year. We love the winter time when there's no possibility of this. But in the summertime, it's a safety matter that I'm not going to allow happen where I have two kids that are going to cycle on
and
the road and
that's
they
when they
so.
Should be out cycling during the summertime
absolutely.
With the weather and the long evenings.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose, look, again, I'm the whole piece here, Jerry, I suppose, and I'm talking out loud and I'm sharing the views with many, many neighbours, you know, who are at a frustration level of not being able to use the road. I have even spoken to one person yesterday who said for almost 3 to 4 months of the year, they don't use the road because of the I suppose, the danger that's in place. And if I could paint the picture, Jerry, of meeting a car is one thing, but meeting a camper van at maybe 25 foot long, okay, the width of it is within the road limits of width, but on a stretch of road of 100 meters where one person has to reverse 60 meters to a lay-by to let that other person pass by. So if you have a situation where there's a buildup of traffic on either side, which I've witnessed, then you have a situation where the road is almost at a closure because someone can't reverse that vehicle, they're not familiar with it, or there isn't a lay-by close enough for them to use.
Yeah. Look, we'll have to see what happens with that. Signage needed. We've contacted Kerry County Council for a response and hopefully that happens and keeps those roads clear of those vehicles, or that road clear of those vehicles. David, we'll have to leave it. Thanks a million for talking to us and outlining that for us on the programme. That's David O'Sullivan there in Glenbay. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme.